kind of all of those things that you can do. One thing, the first thing is that you have to be able to do it in the future. You can't do it in the future.
do you do that to you? How all of a sudden is it right to me there to do the power of God in my life? So we do that. And that's what the other day that we do that. Now, now you long been the one who is. And you go, wow, what a beauty. This is huge. I will be back. My last dollar is here. And all of my love, all of my peace, all of my global power, I need to
Thank you.
I'm not going to
But God is doing this up in the journey of us in the last few months. It's this very thing. It's for this very purpose. It's to pour out the Spirit in our hearts and our minds. To draw us into this kind, deep of His word. So we can become our own eyes and to pour out the Spirit into our lives. In trust and believing. All things in Christ. In heaven and things on the earth in me. Also, we call kings and inheritors, having been predestined according to his purpose, who was all things to the counsel of his will. To the end that we who were first with his grace will be the same as your understanding. Your life and my life are a song of peace. From a book, our life is peace. I'm my very life. And I'm and it's true to say here that we now have this life upon us. I want to read this miracle. It was in place of the Holy Spirit, and I know you have been tested by these people. You all are free. But we see the young man, or the young daughter, who is now in the prison. And he is trying to keep his brother up. He's taking his home. Performed to do this, be involved in the decision of his bridegroom and his father. And this is the same promise I gave to him. It's a gift. The love to his married to his wife. This is how Jesus says in John 13. This is what Jesus says in John 13, verse 2. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. And this is the Spirit of truth, in the world cannot deceive you, that you cannot behold him or know him, but you know him, that he will abide with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as an orphan, I will come to you. After a little while, the world will behold you no more, but you will behold me, if you have lived, you will live. In that day, you shall know that I am my Father, and you are in me, and you are in me. He who is that who is in me, he is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will love him. This is how you live in the third world. Verse 1. At that time declared the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they will be mine. I declared the Lord, if you will only survive this Lord and rebuke you in the wilderness, he shall relent from your sins. The Lord appeared to me from afar, saying, I will love you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. We do too. We are the people who are terrible as people. We trust in us. It's a gift of love that the Lord has given us to our peace. And by the way, we are the Lord. Verse 22. And I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in my kindness. kind of an early community teaching that we will know. And the Lord took a beautiful picture in my mind. This is a little bit of a picture. He said, "It's good." He said, "The Lord said to me, I'll give you my sin. I'll give you my sin. And then you'll be called by my sin." And Thank you.